Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Wednesday, August the 15th, 2018. This is The Daily. Lots of surprise announcements today, so let's go down the list. The Messenger, which was unveiled on the Nindy Showcase, finally has a release date of August the 30th. If you love Ninja Gaiden on the NES, I highly suggest picking this one up, as I'm sure it's going to be reviewed positively, and it's going to throw you back into that time you played Ninja Gaiden for the first time. You're going to enjoy yourself with it. Also, the 3DS is still not dead, as Atlus announced Etrian Odyssey Nexus for a US release in February 2019. And even after being originally released 5 years ago, the critically praised first-person exploration game Gone Home will be coming to the Switch on August the 23rd. Finally, who's up for free demos? I'm always up for free demos. Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate will have that free demo available tomorrow. Keep your eye out on that eShop to finally try out the first Monster Hunter game on the Switch. And I would have added this in the surprise announcements, but it has not been made official yet. Forbes posted an article stating the Diablo 3 would be coming to the Nintendo Switch with exclusive content. Unfortunately, that article was yanked, but screenshots were posted on Reddit, and the word is now out. So obviously someone posted an article a little too quickly and probably is in a little bit of trouble, but assuming it's legit, the announcement is sure to come sometime soon and I'll be sure to drop all of the details. But if you want to go ahead and check out the information yourself right now, it's all on the Nintendo Switch subreddit. And Wednesdays mean the Media Create charts are out in Japan. So how did the Switch fare this past week? Well, it's the same old song. Nintendo games take up 16 spots at the top 20, with Splatoon 2 at the top rank of number 2. And just as previous weeks, Switch hardware sold just over 50,000 consoles, and still selling more than every other console combined. At this rate, they'll be at 5 million Switches sold in Japan within the next month, and they've definitely surpassed 20 million worldwide, although that hasn't been officially announced yet. Continuing on with the numbers, Pokemon Go was deemed the top-grossing US mobile game in July 2018, according to AppAnnie.com, which is moving ahead of Candy Crush Saga. Yes, people are still playing the game. It's not 2016 at all, but people still throwing Pokeballs. I'm sure those community days are helping with that. And speaking of, the next Pokemon Go Community Day was announced for September the 22nd, starring Chikorita. Along with finding Chikoritas in the wild, there'll be triple XP rate for catching Pokemon and 3-hour lures. You can always catch updates for Pokemon Go through the app or by going to PokemonGoLive.com. And reminder, don't forget about those Nintendo Happy Meal toys. If you're all about collecting Mario figures, stop by McDonald's, get your hands on up to 8 interactive Super Mario toys. You can check out the selection by going to HappyMeal.com. And finally, a new Switch bundle was released exclusively for Walmart. For $359, you can get a Nintendo Switch with Neon Joy-Cons, a digital copy of Mario Tennis Aces, and a digital copy of 1-2 Switch. Basically, you get a free 1-2 Switch. Personally, I'm waiting on some special edition bundles. How about a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate bundle with a customized Switch dock? Or how about a white Switch console release? I'm a sucker for special editions, and I'm hoping to see more for the holidays. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to Austin for recently favoriting this podcast on Anchor. Thank you so much. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to be an official supporter, go to anchor.fm/Nintendo Seconds and click the Support This Podcast button for all the details. That's all for today. If you have any feedback or just want to chat it up, feel free to shoot me a voice message on the Anchor app, which can be downloaded on iOS or Android devices, or just send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.